Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
If you're a 50-year-old...
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning, Montana. Obviously, this is not Aaron Flint. Aaron is traveling with his wife. Yeah, as you know, Aaron has left on several occasions to go to Iraq, Afghanistan on missions on behalf of the United States of America. This is one of those where Jessica says, "You're going with me." So he went to a convention and mistakenly asked a former United States congressman to be the host for the week. And so I thank you. We are statewide. And one of the promises I made when I became lieutenant governor in 91 and then congressman in 2001 is that I'd travel to all 56 counties, and I missed that. I got all the way from Yak to Dell to Westby to Alzada and everywhere in between. And Montana's a fabulous state to represent. And I thank Aaron for giving me this chance. KBUL has an app if you want to listen to the program yesterday or anything that happened this morning. What we're doing today is we're focusing on an organization called Warriors in Quiet Waters. And we're kind of doing a telethon. And we did it for those of you who didn't have a chance to join us earlier. We've been on since 6 this morning. We've talked to a lot of people about Warriors in Quiet Waters. It's a phenomenal organization that's based out of the Gallatin County area, but it's statewide and nationwide. They have 1,000 alums that have gone through the program. It really focuses on hunting and fishing to get veterans and their families out and about and try and calm things down. You know, they're holistic, mind, body, and soul. They have a $2 million budget, but... they're looking for contributions, and you can donate at wqwf.org/donate, or you can email them at info@wqwf.org, or you can mail them a contribution. They're looking for anything. They have all the way from $500,000 contributors down to $25. You can contribute at Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. And we've heard from cooks they say the food is phenomenal. We've heard from people that take them elk hunting, fishing. The fishing is ice fishing right now in North Dakota. I'm not sure I really enjoy ice fishing. I'm not particularly a patient fisherman anyhow. I've brought a lot of people out from Washington. I had Speaker Hastert and Speaker Boehner out fishing. They seem to like it. I wish they'd move into the golfing arena. That I can somewhat do. But we heard from people that a three-star general, two-star general, colonels, master sergeants, just enlisted. We've heard from people today that went to the U.S. Naval Academy. And this is a great program, Warriors in Quiet Waters. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk with some of the people that are intimately involved in the program. Thanks for joining us today.
About the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, obviously, this is not Aaron Flint today. This is former Congressman Denny Rehberg, former Lieutenant Governor, former state legislator, former rancher, farmer, restaurateur, all that stuff. Thank you, Aaron, for giving me the opportunity to guest host KBUL's Aaron Flint Show. There is an app, a KBUL app, but today we're doing a fundraiser, a telethon on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters. And I'm honored to be joined by Emily Sother as the Chief Development Officer at the program. She has been on the team for over a decade and served in many different roles. And we're also pleased to be joined by Julia Mink. She's operations lead at the program. She joined the team in early 2024 and is super enthusiastic about what we do there. She brings the energy. So, Julia, I don't know if you want to jump right in first or let Emily get a word in before you get all excited.
I'll be excited and then I'll let Emily go.
All right.
Hi, the Congressman. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, you bet.
My role is mostly clerical, but I am the first person that people see when they come in the door and the first person usually that people talk to when they call. So my goal is always to make Warriors in Quiet Waters a warm and welcoming environment.
Could you give the phone number? You know, nobody gave it to me, and I asked your CEO to give the number. But do you have a number they can call in if they want to volunteer or give money?
Of course. 406-585-9793.
Great. And I'll share the address with the audience as well. But tell us a little bit about who's walking in the door and why it's so important, the holistic approach to mind, body, and soul for the veterans. You have 1,000 alumni, so you see a lot of people. Just tell us a little bit about what a day in the life of Julia and Emily is.
Go for it, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on. We're so grateful. This is one of my favorite days of the year. I think that one of the things I've really enjoyed this morning is I've heard folks talk about holistic wellness and the importance of being outside and why our mission matters. And I just thought I'd share a quick story about somebody that I met the other day at the grocery store, actually, who I think really speaks to the importance of why we do and why people walk in our doors, because they want to support our mission. And so the day before Thanksgiving, I went to the grocery store to pick up a few things. And as I was walking out, I met a gentleman. I ran into a gentleman who I have known for 15 years, who in the standing of the lobby of the grocery store told me that he is a Vietnam veteran. And it was only recently that he decided to talk about the impacts of his service. 50 years after his military service, he made that decision because he has decided now, 50 years later, that if he doesn't speak about the impacts of his service, what's that doing for the people who he served with who aren't able to talk about his service? And I just thought that was such a poignant moment for me, because it speaks to why what we do today is so important, that we can help men and women know that they're not alone and they have the really intentional program that we can help people be able to make meaning of their service and be the community members that they're eager to be.
Well, I know this is not a household name like Tunnel to Towers, because they're not advertising. Their money goes to hunting and fishing and helping veterans and their families with the trauma of having served after 2011. It's legitimate. Literally, some of the largest six-digit contributors are like Chick-fil-A and ExxonMobil, all the way down to $25 and $50. And so it really becomes important. Recently, they got a $25,000 contribution from Christ Center Foundation, and today they have a $10,000 match from an anonymous source. If we raise as much as $10,000, they'll donate $10,000 or whatever we get up to. So we really need the help at wqwf.org/donate, or they can email at info@wqwf.org. Have you guys been through the program, Emily or Julie? I mean, have you actually gone out bow hunting for antelope or elk or fished in North Dakota?
I volunteered for the Caregiver FX, where we took caregivers of post 9/11 combat veterans and brought them out for a week, and it was amazing to see the identity that was regained after simply a week.
Well, I talked to Chris Oliver before you guys came on, and he made the comment that he was lucky enough to get picked for the program. And I asked him the question, is there a waiting list? Sounds like there is. They need more money because it's free to the veterans and their families. So they need more money. Do you see a lot of people calling in that you can't help that you want to?
So this year, we have about 1,800 warriors on our wait list.
Well, that's why contributing is important. You can send donations through the mail to Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. We sure thank you for being willing to work with this great organization. We've had a fun day today. We've talked to everybody from a three-star general to a pilot who piloted 1,000 helicopter missions in the Middle East. I can't say enough about what you guys do. Julia, Emily, we just have we're out of time. Sorry about that. I'm a newbie to this job. I can be a congressman and a lieutenant governor. Obviously, I'm not a very good radio host, but we're raising some money, too, and that's what it's all about, is helping the warriors in quiet waters of the nation, and they are literally all over the nation, from Texas to Montana. You're helping people, but you're based out of Bozeman. Thanks for your time.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning, Montana. Obviously, this is not Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Benny Rehberg. I've been invited to be the host this week for Aaron while he's out of country. And it's been a thrill for me. I really enjoyed representing the entire state of Montana. The next guest I have is a good friend of mine. He's on the national board of the Warriors in Quiet Waters, who were doing a telethon for today. He's the owner of Red Ox with his father, Jim Markle Sr., USMC parachute rigger, 1985 and 1989, two at 1989. And I got to tell you that Jim is one of two people I allow to coyote hunt on my ranch. And I wish you'd get your sorry butt up there and shoot them, because they're driving my German Shepherd crazy. Red Ox is a great organization. And in fact, George Bush carries around one of the bags that Jim donated many years ago and I gave to the president. So, Jim, welcome. It's good to have you, and thank you. Why are you involved in Warriors in Quiet Waters?
Well, Denny, I think it all goes back to that moving documentary that the Colonel did all those years ago. I saw it on PBS, and it literally brought tears to my eyes, and I earmarked it in my mind. I thought, wow, you know, I know that name. And sure enough, his son, Eric Hastings, who's also, I believe, like a colonel or a general these days in the Marine Corps as well, multi-generational Marine Corps family, we crossed paths again at one of the outdoor shows. And I don't know, it just kind of came up that, you know, I needed to be involved with it. I'm not on any other boards at the moment or doing anything else with my free time as far as that's concerned, and I just knew that I had to get involved. And then when the other colonel took over there, Brian Gilman, retired MARSOC commander, which is part of, you know, now oversees my old unit, Force Recon, which no longer, I believe, exists these days. But I knew that they had the right man. And I just, so with right leadership, the right cause and accountability, I knew it was an organization I could really get behind.
Well, we understand there's 1,000 alumni, so you've clearly done good work. But we also understand there's a waiting list of people that want to get involved. And you don't realize it because Warriors in Quiet Waters is kind of quiet. They don't do some of the national advertising, but there's a way to get involved. They're out of Gallatin County, but they have fishing trips and ice fishing in North Dakota, and they got members down in Texas, and they have 1,000 alum. They're a real deal. So you've tied yourself to an organization. Have you done any of the hunts or the fishing with them?
No, I haven't. Obviously, I have my own pursuits. I've been slacking in my duties at your ranch. but, you know, between my other commitments in life, I find the time. I think this winter I'll get out there. But, yeah, it's you know, I think I'm playing more of a supporting role on the advisory board. I attend all the meetings up in Bozeman and, you know, just, you know, help get donations and things like that. It's just that's kind of been my role in it. There's lots of volunteers and help as far as like on the ground people that are, I think, you know, more enthusiastic in regards to spending their time doing that. Whereas I have a full time business to run and everything else. So it may be later on in life I'll have some time to do that. But at the moment, you know, I both know I'm on the run quite a bit around the globe and doing things. So it's like I do what I can when I can. And I think that's a lot of times when you're, you know, whether you're giving your time or your money, if you don't have the time, give a little money. And if you don't have the money, give a little time.
Well, as you know, I've had to raise money over the years as a politician. It's a hard thing to do to ask for money, but it's easy to ask for somebody else. And today we're asking for Warriors in Quiet Waters. You know, they're a legitimate organization. I mentioned on an earlier call. They've gotten money from ExxonMobil. They've gotten money from Chick-fil-A. Most recently, they got $25,000 from Christ Center Foundation. And today they have somebody anonymously is willing to match up to $10,000 that we raise. And so it's really important to have people like yourself, Jim, who are willing to take your time from your very busy schedule. And I know you're busy. I'll give you a pass on the coyote hunting, although it is getting serious. But, you know, I've seen you in places like Las Vegas at the Safari Club International Convention. You're getting all over the place, but you're very kind with your time. And, you know, when you attend the meetings, what are the meetings all about? I'm trying to visualize the ranch. I had to ask where it was. Nobody told me that. It's, I guess, is it south of Bozeman?
I think it's like, it's up there in the Spring Creek area. So is that
okay.
North of Bozeman, north and west? And, yeah, I think they like to keep it secret.
I should know that because I went to Montana State for a year, so I should. But I was on the sports program and the band program, so I didn't really get out much other than the Cat's Paw and some of those places that people from Bozeman would be familiar with. You wouldn't, of course. But when you go to the meetings, I understand it's fairly holistic, the approach, and that's not facing the sun and humming. That's mind, body, and soul. They try and help individuals do journals, keep track of their emotions, and just help them through the hunting and fishing. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what you pick up when you go to the meetings.
So, like, for the people that are selected to be part of the program, it's not just a go on a fishing trip to Montana type event for 2 weeks. It's 2 years or so. You know, I mean, these people really look to change the lives of the warriors, and in such a way that it's like, you know, they have weekly calls or monthly calls, whatever the kind of assistance they need. It's one of the reasons why it's not a huge pipeline, right? It's they help who they can when they can help them, and they're getting through over time. They're definitely getting through a large amount of people, but really they take the time to follow up. A lot of the alumni come back to volunteer. It's one of the reasons why I don't need a slot on one of the hunt or fishing trips, right? The alumni are coming back and helping their fellow warriors, and that's one of the things that I thought was really interesting. It's like a self-perpetuating motion machine. The accountability and things, you know, there's a lot of organizations that just want to grow, and while they're growing, they're not necessarily that just focused on top line growth, right? They're definitely maintaining their quality,
okay,
and scaling at a rate that's, you know, sustainable and can serve each client as best they can for the time that they're engaged with them. So it's not just a hit it and quit it kind of organization.
Good. We're joined on the line by Brad Bulmer, senator from Laurel, and you wanted to jump in the middle of this. Brad, what are you calling about?
Well, I did want to jump in the middle of this. I've been in the middle of this for about 6 years, and I thought I would share a couple of things. A lot of my involvement involved now Congressman Troy Downing, who was one of the founders of Warriors on Quiet Waters and one of the original board members. So he put himself and his money into this, and he had a great start. And I thought we should recognize his efforts in this. Very, very behind the scenes and quiet. He didn't do it so he could thump his chest or gain political points. He did it because it's the right thing to do. And with my involvement with him, one of the things he helped me with was I've been front and center to make Montana the 49th state in the union to allow disabled people to use crossbows. In Montana, a third of those that are qualified by state law are disabled veterans. Half of those were disabled in combat. And if you don't have an arm, if you have a shoulder injury where you can't take the pressure back, if you don't have a draw hand, you need a crossbow to hunt. That's why the other states have allowed this. And Montana for 6 years has not. And I think people need to know that warriors in quiet waters can't help a veteran that lost an arm on the Khyber Pass or Hamburger Hill. It doesn't make any difference.
You bet. Well, you're right. Thank you.
Or a logger, because state law precludes it.
Yep. Thank you, Brad. Good to have you on.
You bet.
All right. I think we're back with you, Jim.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's an interesting story because Brad was just recently elected to the Senate over in Laurel, and he's got a long history in the Public Service Commission, but he knows a little bit about Warriors in Quiet Waters. Again, I want to make a pitch for him, and if you're so inclined, please look up Warriors in Quiet Waters. Go to wqwf.org/donate, or you can email them at info@wqwf.org, or you can mail in a check to Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Tell us real quickly, I hadn't realized that you were, in fact, a veteran. Where were you and what'd you do?
Well, just like my father, I was in the Marine Corps. So Camp Talega out at Camp Pendleton. I don't know if you've been out to that part of the world, but I was I grew up out there on Camp Pendleton as a kid in the 70s. Dad was stationed there, and then when I joined at 17 and shipped out, volunteered to be airborne, ended up becoming air delivery specialist, deployed to Okinawa, Korea, all that stuff. And then I was at the pool one day during life and death and holding my breath for like 2 minutes, and the gunny sent me to recon. And from there, I went to force recon. I was parachute rigger there, helped activate the unit in 86. We stood that unit up, got it operational by about 89. It's about the time I got out and came back to Montana.
And that's where you learned riggings. Yeah, that's where you learn how to put those things together. You know, I was Conrad Burns' first campaign manager in 88 when he was elected. In 1989, I became his state director, and I traveled down to the Marine Corps receiving depot. And, of course, Conrad is full of a bunch of stories. He was telling the story when he put his feet on the feet. He laughed, and they broke his nose. They don't do that anymore. they gave him a hard push, let's say. And he had fond memories of being in the Marines. And I was lucky enough to get to make appointments to the Naval Academy, West Point, Air Force Academy, Merchant Marine Academy. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. So, Jim, thank you for Red Ox. Thank you for being a volunteer to the Warriors in Quiet Waters. And get up on the ranch and shoot something, please.
Yes, sir. And thank you, Denny, for all your service for the state of Montana. You've been awesome.
You bet. Glad to do it. Yeah. Thank you. All right. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes to close things down. We're going to talk to the founder of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Thank you.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Got worms? Well, USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service continues to monitor the screwworm detection in a single cow in southern Mexico. As a result, USDA moved to temporarily pause animal imports, including cattle from Mexico, to the U.S. over fears of screwworm infections. Dr. Burke Healy with USDA APHIS.
The one infection that they found was a lot of 100 head that were moving north that were stopped at the checkpoint. There was one animal in that lot that was identified with screwworm infestation. They treated the entire lot of 100 head of animals and returned them to their farm of origin in southern Mexico. That is the only case that they've identified so far. And so obviously they're in the neighborhood going around to each of the farms with information, education, and inspections taking place in that area, in that region, to see if there's any additional cases that have taken place. And subsequent to that, we started releasing flies in that region so that if there were other cases there, or those larvae hatch out and survive, that didn't get taken out in the, you know, and killed in the treatment process, we would be able to mitigate that exposure at that point. So right now, it's just the one situation in southern Mexico.
Screw worms were eradicated in the United States in the 1960s, and it's estimated they would cost the U.S. cattle industry $900 million a year if a reinfestation occurred. I'm Lane Northland.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning. Obviously, this is not Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Denny Rehberg, former lieutenant governor and state legislator out of the Billings area, filling in for Aaron Flint. Aaron has been on many military trips over to Afghanistan in Iraq. But this is one where his wife got to go along. She took him to one of her conventions. As often happens on the radio, which happened in my restaurant. So after I left Congress, I opened up four Popeyes restaurants. We built them and two Burger Kings. And after during COVID was a tough time for us because we had to shut down the dining rooms. And afterward, we had a hard time hiring people. We referred to them as no-call, no-show. And we just had a no-call, no-show on the program, and we were going to be joined by the founder of the fundraiser we're doing today, Warriors in Quiet Waters. And they're a real legitimate organization. You don't see a lot of advertising for them, but they have a budget of about 1,000 alumni. And they're holistic. They don't just do a program like hunting and fishing, which is what they do, but they work on the mind and the body and the soul. And like I say, there were 1,000 alumni involved. They're out of the Gallatin, but they're all over the country. They have people that are in Texas right now. They have programs of ice fishing in North Dakota, and they just work with the mind, body, and soul. They do journals and things like that. We were going to be joined by Eric Hastings, who was in the United States Marine Corps, retired, and he's the founder of Warriors in Quiet Waters. He flew 168 combat missions in Vietnam and was the chief of staff for Marine Forces during Operation Desert Storm, 1990 and 91. And he was going to be joined, maybe this is why he didn't show up today, by his new wife, Dr. Issa Marie Lee. They got married on October 13th. She serves as the Dean of Honors College at MSU, which I was at MSU, but I certainly was not in the Honors College, and is a concerto, soloist, recitalist, and chamber musician on the cello. She is Colonel Hastings. They love music, and he is a classically trained pianist. So I think we're going to get joined by them right this very minute. Colonel Hastings and Issa Marie, are you on with us? Hello? Or not? Don't know what happened. Okay, well, they're not on with us right now. So, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is trying to raise money. They're a legitimate organization. They got contributions all the way from ExxonMobil down to you. $5, $10, $25, $100, $1,000, whatever you can do. And this is a telethon that we've had starting at 6 o'clock this morning, raising money. We have an anonymous source that's willing to match anything we raise today all the way up to $10,000, which is pretty incredible. And we thank that anonymous contributor for that. They recently got a $25,000 contribution from Chrysanta Foundation, which never heard of them, but I'm going to look them up. I'm going to thank them because they're very important to this organization. And This has been a lot of fun for me. I'm going to get even with Aaron because it's not easy being a talk show host. You kind of have to wink it sometimes, and it doesn't always go as planned. You push the wrong button, but we're live statewide, and I've had the honor of being the longest-serving congressman representing the entire state of Montana, which is kind of weird because it goes all the way back to the 1800s, but... Nobody served 12 years like I did, and I thank the people of Montana all the way from Yak to Westby to Alzada to Dell. It's just been a good ride, and as I travel around, I've met a lot of good people. People contributed to my campaign, but more importantly, people contribute to groups like Warriors and Quiet Waters. And so if you're inclined to want to donate, you can donate at wqwf.org/donate. Or email them at info@wqwf.org, or you can mail a contribution in to Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. As we make our way to the end of Aaron's program, I'm going to be on tomorrow as well, and Thursday. He'll be back, luckily, on Friday. But if you missed anything on yesterday's program, we heard from Kristen Smith, who was trying to educate me and the people of Montana on what cryptocurrency is. I had David Beatty, who is the chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Education in the Montana Legislature. And I had somebody that was affiliated with a nonprofit organization, Mountain States Legal Foundation in Denver. And he has many cases in Montana that are important. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to Will Trackman, go to the podcast or go to the app at KBULL, KBUL, and you'll have an opportunity to hear them. Tomorrow we're going to hear from the Mountain States Legal Foundation again on a very important case that occurred at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court only takes about 1% of the cases that they're presented. And the Mountain States Legal Foundation was lucky enough, I think it was last month or the month before, to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court having to do with gun owner rights. And that's pretty important to Montana. So I'm going to have a gentleman on that's going to explain that case, why it's important to the people of Montana and anybody that's interested in gun ownership and such. And he'll be on tomorrow. I'll also have somebody from Westlands Water District. It's the largest irrigation district in the nation. It's about 600,000 irrigated acres. Tom Birmingham will be joining us during the day. And he's kind of funny because while he managed 600,000 acres on behalf of the growers of the San Joaquin, he refused to allow anybody to grow Brussels sprouts. So I don't know what his prejudice against Brussels sprouts is, but when you have 600,000 acres and you're able to keep them from growing it, that's a pretty good thing as far as I'm concerned, because I'm not a fan of Brussels sprouts either. Warriors in Quiet Waters empowers post-9/11 combat veterans and their loved ones to thrive and live purposefully driven lives. And it's mostly through nature, meaningful relationships, and a sense of community. And so they gather people together. It's about a two-year program. It's not a one-off thing where they just take you hunting or fishing. It's kind of interesting. They work out of a ranch in Gallatin County, but they serve people all over the country. They have a waiting list of about 1,800 is why they're continually trying to raise money, and they're entirely free. It doesn't cost the veterans any money. They work with the handicapped. They work with the whole veteran if they're having PTSD issues and such. They just gather together and try and help to the best of their ability. And so it's definitely an organization that you want to take a look at. And I hope that you will take the time to contribute to them. You know, they have various phases. They have preparation where they have online discussions. They establish habits of self-reflection and foster connections among themselves. And sometimes that's just good to get together and talk. The initial experience is during the in-person program, which they bring you to the ranch in Gallatin County. They have activities like fly fishing there. The hunting is bow hunting. I asked them the question, how do they get the permits? They work on that. They get the fishing license. They get the permits for elk hunting. It's all archery. And they have found that physiological benefits of those kinds of experiences in nature is really important. And then they do the journaling. They actually keep track. And one of the people we talked to earlier, that was important to him to keep track of it. And then they take part in online learning and journaling and discussions, and they get together. The caller before that was on was Jim Markle from Red Ox. He hasn't actually participated. He's quite the veteran. He went through his history, but he hasn't gone on those fishing or hunting trips. But he's the one that, as a result of his experience with parachuting, has created a pretty successful business, Red Ox, in Montana. I see him all over the country and all over the world selling his product. But he's willing to volunteer his time. And that's really important to have the volunteers for Warriors in Quiet Waters. So we hope that you take the time to think about giving them your assistance. And as I close out the show after the next break, I'll talk a little bit about how to do that. Again, I want to thank Aaron Flint for turning this over to me. I haven't been fired yet. I have two more days. We'll see how it goes. Again, thank you, Montana, for listening and being on board.
Prescription. That's TryRexMD.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, again, obviously, it's not Aaron Flint. Aaron is out of country with his wife. He goes out of country quite a bit to Iraq, Afghanistan, on behalf of the people of Montana and America. But this is one of those where his wife had a convention, and she invited him, and he took the opportunity. And fortunately for me, or unfortunately for him, he turned over his guest hosting to me as Montana's former congressman, lieutenant governor, state legislator. I've got the greatest view of all. This has been a lot of fun because I'm on the 23rd floor of the old Sheridan, now the DoubleTree, looking out at Red Lodge, Montana, and doesn't get any better than that. Today we've been doing a telethon on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters, and I had to learn a lot about the organization because, you know, you hear Tunnel to Towers all the other organizations that are raising money, and they're on TV, they're on the radio, and Warriors in Quiet Waters is quiet, but they're a real thing. They have a $2 million budget. They're out of Gallatin County, but they service veterans all over the country, and they're free. What's nice is it's a holistic approach. It's mind, body, and soul. It's not just a program. They have about 1,800 people waiting to get in. I think somebody said they took 8 or 12 in the last go-around. So there's a lot of people that are needing the help and wanting the help. And it costs about $18,000 per veteran. It's not a short-term thing. It's a about a two-year program. They have 1,000 alumni. And when I say it's a real thing, they have contributions all the way from ExxonMobil and Chick-fil-A down to your contributions, whatever it could be. It could be $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you're willing to do. We have an app at KBUL. It's available to you. You can listen to the program. We started the fundraising at 6 o'clock this morning. It wasn't entirely statewide. It kind of plays add-on. But we're statewide now, and so we're raising money for Warriors in Quiet Waters. We have an anonymous donor of upwards of $10,000, whatever we raise today. They'll match up to $10,000. And again, it's anonymous, and whoever that is, thank you for doing that. You don't get the credit, the pat on the back, but we know you're out there, and we thank you for that. We also got a $25,000 contribution from Christ Center Foundation. I don't know who that is. I'm going to look them up. I'm going to send them a letter. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you for contributing. What happens is, and today we've heard all the way from people that volunteer to cook for the organization. They say the food is outstanding at the ranch. But we've heard from the 3-star generals, 2-star generals, colonels, master sergeants, people that have donated their time. We even heard from State Senator Brad Muldaur of Laurel. He called and said he's well familiar with it. And he's quite active in the crossbow arena of Montana. Now, that's what Warriors in Quiet Waters does. They line up hunting, bow hunting. They've gone up in the Bob Marshall. Some of them have gotten their elk. Others have not. They have fishing all over Montana. And most recently, I found out that they do, in fact, do ice fishing over in North Dakota. I always say that General George Custer told North Dakota, act dumb till I get back. The North Dakota friends of mine that serve North Dakota didn't think that was as funny as I did, so I don't tell that to the North Dakotans anymore. But we're raising money. As I said, it costs about $18,000 per warrior, and it is free. So it's the real deal. I hope you're enjoying watching the Trump administration put together their cabinet, whether they all make it or not. I used to be a part of that. I was first elected in 2000, rolled into Washington, D.C. in January 3rd of 2001. Had the honor of being by the Pentagon on my way to the Capitol when September 11th happened. I asked to be on the Transportation Committee, Aviation Subcommittee, because I wanted to bring more air service to Montana, and was starting to be successful. And when September 11th happened, we spent all our time on aviation security. I was on the Resources Committee as well, and the Ag Committee. And when I served on the Ag Committee, I got to sit next to John Thune, who's now going to be the Majority Leader of the United States Senate. And he's a great individual. He's from South Dakota. He knows his way to Montana. I'm really looking forward to the administration he's able to put together. Again, I want to thank Aaron Flint for having confidence in me. He hasn't called me from out of country and fired me yet. So I'll be with you tomorrow morning. Those of you who listen at 6, I'll be here. For those of you who are here at 9 or 10 o'clock, I'll be here as well. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Good day, and God bless you all.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's a scenario. You believe that businesses who raise their prices, say for gasoline or water after a flood or natural disaster, are criminals and should be thrown in jail. Then you listen to an expert or take an economics class and hear why such anti-price gouging policies produce outcomes that are worse. And so you are no longer against letting prices go up, right? Well, not exactly. New research shows that people don't change their beliefs on strongly held convictions, even after hearing explanations about how policies they strongly believe in lead to worse outcomes. There's no question that people have less trust of experts, especially in the wake of COVID. But our sudden love affair with bad economic policies, like 100% tariffs, $25 an hour minimum wages, or directing government spending on favorite industries, seem doomed to repeat some very painful lessons from economic history that those now distrusted experts have spent their professional lives learning how to avoid. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.